Simon Tov Reish Yud Gimel Isser Rechitza B'Yom Kippur Sif Alef Aser Lichos B'Yom Kippur Bein B'Chamin Bein B'Tzonin. You're not allowed to bathe at all on Yom Kippur with hot water or cold water. Afil Lohoshet Es Baal B'Mayim Aser. Even to put your finger into water is prohibited. But if your hands or feet, your body, anything got dirty with something disgusting, or there's blood or something like that that's on you, so you want to wash it, then in such a situation you're allowed to. However, the Mishnah Berurah says you should be careful to only wash the part that is dirty, not to wash any extra. The reason that is permissible is because when they asered bathing on Yom Kippur, it's only bathing which is enjoyable, because the whole point is that you have to somehow afflict yourself. So if the washing yourself isn't enjoyable, so then it will be permissible. So it sounds like, says the Mishnah Berurah, that if you're just really sweaty or something like that and you want to wash off the sweat, then it will be permissible, because that's not also rechitza shel tainug. But he says, if you're not an istinus, meaning you're not someone who's really uncomfortable when you're sweaty, and you don't really need this rechitza so much, then it's best to be machmir, not to wash just to get away sweat, rather only to get away something which is really dirty or something like that. That's when you would be allowed to, but otherwise you should not do so. But because of this, you're allowed to bathe a child or something like that, even though you're going to get wet when you're bathing a child. So that's discussed by Tisha B'Av, that you'd be allowed to bathe a child, even though your hands are going to get wet, because that's not rechitzal shatainuk, so it's permissible. Siv Beis, no tel adam yadav shachers, mvarach al antiyos edayim. You're allowed to wash your hands like you always do, negel vasser in the morning, and make an al antiyos edayim. V'yizar shel yitol el atzof kishir etzbosav. You should be careful to only go to the knuckles and no further. V'lo yichavin la'nas rechitza, rak l'havi ha'ruach or al mayal edayim. And you should have in mind that you're only doing this to get rid of the ruach ra, just like you do every other morning. The reason this is allowed is because if you don't wash your hands, negel vasser in the morning, you won't be able to touch your mouth, your eyes, anything, because you'll have the ruach ra on your hands. So it's even better than having dirty hands that you're allowed to wash. Of course, you'd be allowed to get rid of ruach ra. Siv gimel, imheitel mayim v'shivshev biyado, o asa tzurachav v'kinach. If you went to the bathroom and you touched yourself when you went to the bathroom, then mutter lirchotz, you're allowed to wash your hands. Davle yadam luchlachos, because that's considered to be dirty hands. V'mrotzelis palel, if you want to daven, and normally you wash netilas yadayim, you wash your hands before davening, afilu lo kinach nami mutter litol atzov kishrei etzbosav. The Mechaber says, even if your hands weren't dirty, even when you went to the bathroom, you didn't touch anything, still you'd be allowed to wash, just like you're always allowed to wash for davening. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who say that this is not the case, and you would not be allowed to wash for davening if you did not touch anything when you went to the bathroom. So therefore, you should be careful to touch something before when you go to the bathroom in order to be mechayev yourself in the tilas yadayim. And the same thing is true, says the Mishnah Berurah, anytime you go to the bathroom on Yom Kippur, you should try to make sure to touch a part of your body which would require you to wash in order to say for sure that you would need to wash when you exit the bathroom. Rama says, Chen kohen ol aducha notel yadav afal pishen tahoros the whole rov rechitza she'eno mechavim balatanig muteris. A kohen is also allowed to wash for duchening, and the Mishnah Berurah says that he's even allowed to go all the way until the wrist, even past the knuckles. Lachen afilu b'min aderech v'raglav keos muter l'rachsan. Even if you just come from, you were walking and your feet are all dirty, you'd be allowed to wash in that situation, because that's not rechitza shel tainig. If someone is really uncomfortable when they woke up in the morning, they need to wash their face, they just can't function without washing their face, that would be mutter. However, the Rama says, no, we don't do that. Even to wash your eyes, we don't even do that. But you can do, put a little one, you wash your hands until 9 in the morning, so you'd be allowed to take a little bit of the excess water and rub your eyes. That would be permissible. V'asr lichos piv yom kippur, you're also not allowed to wash out your mouth. The reason being that we're afraid you might come, says the Mishnah Berurah, to swallow some of that water. And that's why even using mouthwash or something like that, we say not to use, even though it's not ra'i l'achila, still it would be eser midrabanan possibly. And therefore, most of the poskim say you should not even use mouthwash on Yom Kippur.